It is a final score from Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. The Nashville Predators have shut out the Columbus Blue Jackets 3-0 tonight. Pekka Rinne making the necessary saves. In fact, 38 of them when it was all told. And the Predators are now 11-0-1 when Pekka makes 35 saves or more. Not exactly the ideal blueprint, but it got the job done tonight. This is the Daily's postgame show. Willie Donick here with you back in the game studios in Nashville. Let's go back out to Nationwide Arena. Tom Callahan standing by with Predators defenseman Roman Josi.
Well, thank you very much, Willie. And Roman joining us downstairs here. And that these games are not easy against Columbus this year. This team, I know the standings might indicate otherwise, but Roman, it's never an easy game against these guys.
No, you're right. It's never easy. I mean, they have a good team, and we got a lot of close games against them, and they had some good chances tonight too, but I mean, Pex was quick like cat in net and made some unbelievable saves.
Let's talk a little bit about the power play here this evening. The first one, Nashville didn't quite get it going, but the second time around, you score the goal. You pick up one of the assists on that one. And talking with Marty Erat, just, you know, were there a lot of changes as far as what you tried to do? I know once you saw what Columbus did, it seemed like the second power play, there was a big, it seemed like there was an adjustment because all of a sudden it was much more effective.
Yeah, we didn't really get a setup on the first one, so they made a good chop on the PK, and we got it in zone better the second time, and Marty just made a great heads up play there, and Fish had the empty net, so that was a great play by Marty.
Roman, as you look at that first period, I thought it was important not to fall behind in that one. They really put a push on you guys there in the last 10 minutes of the period, I thought.
Yeah, they did. I mean, we didn't start as well as we hope to start, and they got a couple chances in the first and in the third period, and like I said, Pex was great again, and he made some unbelievable saves, and we needed that.
Roman, as you look, you got to play these Columbus Blue Jackets again on Monday. It's an interesting stretch of games that you've got. Two games with Columbus wrapped around two games with the Chicago Blackhawks, so four real important ones, and you get the first one here before the All-Star break.
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, we talked about it to get a good push before the All-Star break. Those four games are really important for us. And yeah, we try to get three more wins, and it's not going to be easy. I mean, Chicago, we all know they have a great team, and Columbus is going to be motivated on Monday. So it's not going to be easy, but we try our best.
And Roman, we'll let you go on this one. But, you know, kind of looking ahead, obviously you've got some tough games coming up, but right now, even without Ryan Suter in the lineup, defensively, you guys seem to be playing pretty well. How has anything changed without Suter in the lineup? I know it's a big name to have out, but for you guys, defensive responsibilities, does anything really alter itself?
Well, I mean, always if you have a guy like Weber or Suter out there, I mean, that's a big hole, and we just try to fill that, and I think some more guys have to take more responsibility defensively, and that's what you try to do, and it's not easy if you have a D-man like Weber or Suter out, but just everybody.
Oh, watch out. I think just, someone almost took him out.
My headphones fall off. Yeah, everybody just tries to take more responsibility.
All right, well, Roman, that's all right. Roman, thank you very much for joining us.
Who was the sabotage guy? I wonder who sabotaged the interview down there.
Yeah, trainer down there took my headphones away.
It was trainer
driving
Dan?
By with a car.
I would not have expected that. I expected Kevin.
Oh,
man, it was a guy from Columbus. Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. I thought it might have been Kevin Klein that would have gone after
no,
you.
No, that could have been him, but it wasn't him this time.
But Roman, before we let you go real quick, matching up with Kevin Klein, I think that's been an interesting thing as these last few games have gone on. You guys look like you're building some good chemistry together.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it's great to play with him. He's rock solid back there, and he makes great plays, talks to me a lot, and that makes it way easier for me. And I think we got a pretty good chemistry the last couple of games, yeah.
All right, well, Roman, we appreciate you joining us despite having to go through the technical difficulties down there. And
yeah,
I appreciate you persevering.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
That's Roman Josi downstairs. And, Willie, I believe Sergei Kostitsyn's going to jump in at some point and join us here as well. So we'll keep an ear out for him.
So SK could have been the suspect trying to swipe the headphones away from Roman Josi so he could start his portion of the interview earlier.
Everybody wants to be on with us.
Hey, I mean, they just can't wait to grab those headphones.
That's right. And now we are indeed getting Sergei Kostitsyn putting on the headset downstairs, and hopefully no Blue Jackets trainers attempt to sabotage Sergei as he gets ready. And Sergei, can you hear us down there?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Congratulations on the victory here tonight. And You know what? Again, we kind of talked about this with Roman Josi, but it's just not an easy team to get by, this Columbus Blue Jackets hockey club. They gave you a run for the money tonight.
Yeah, it's always tough games against Columbus. Last game here and last game in Nashville, it just came out strong. Didn't score in first, and then score on their giveaway first goal, and we got second. And Pex obviously played great for us. He's got great saves.
You know, we talked about the power play a lot, but also the penalty kill came up key with three big kills against Columbus tonight.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the last 5-6 games we played really good on PK. So obviously Pex has got us in the back. He stops lots of pucks. So
Sergei, let's talk about the goal that ends up being the game winner tonight. You had a chance on the 2-on-1 to make the feed to Marty Erat. Tell us what you're reading when you're watching the defense. What are you reading to try to decide whether you're going to shoot or pass?
I was gonna shoot the puck, and then puck was rolling a little bit, and then I saw the defenseman was going down, so I passed it to his sticks and passed it to Marty. He scored nice, finished good.
And you three, along with yourself, Marty, as we talked about, and then Mike Fisher, you guys have been able to be consistent here over the last several weeks, whether it's been at even strength or on the power play. Tell us about what you're seeing. When you're going well like that and the chemistry's working, it's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, it's really good feeling, especially when if you score every game, it helps the team a lot. Like today, it's a game-winning goal, so it's really good. It doesn't matter if it's going to be somebody else scored, but you scored, then it's really nice that we can score.
Sergei, we'll let you go on this one, but I imagine, you know, again, the play of Pekka back there, I mean, a big night out of him, 38 saves for the shutout. Do you just ever shake your head and wonder how he makes some of the saves he makes?
No, I don't shake my head, because he usually makes those saves, so it's usual for him.
You know, that's what? We're all spoiled. Yes, we are all spoiled.
Yeah.
All right, well, Sergei, congratulations on the win tonight. Thank you for joining
Thank
us. You know, Willie, we are spoiled.
Oh, no question about it. Pekka was unbelievable tonight. And Sergei Kostitsyn has put together a really good stretch. He has put together a fantastic month of January. 9 points already, 6 goals and 3 assists in the month of January after, like last year, a bit of a slow start to the season. But he's come on. That hat trick seemed to get him going, and he's been very consistent chipping in with those line mates, Erat and Fisher. Those are really the three guys that have carried the load here offensively.
Well, not only that, but I also like their effort and their hustle. And you know what? I mean, Fisher, we know, is a two-way guy, and he's out there against the top units. But maybe Erat and Kostitsyn deserve a little bit more credit than really they've been given to this point, because they are out there against the big lines. They have to be defensively responsible as well. And that is something I think you need to kind of take into consideration with these guys. They've done an excellent job, and they really have been able to hold the top units off the board. Not that Rick Nash didn't get his chances tonight. Believe me, he did. And Pecorino had to be solid. And like I said, at times spectacular. But the Predators come out with a victory here tonight, and that's largely due in part to the fact that they were able to keep a lot of those chances to a minimum. The couple where Pex really had to be, you know, make a crazy acrobatic save, he was able to do it.
Well, at Pecorino, just to define how well he has played here of late, he's now 15-2 in his last 17 decisions. And Jay Levin from our staff on the NashvillePredators.com, he's sitting in on the broadcast tonight. He's done some quick math here. Pekka is now 9-1 in his last 10 games, 1.67 goals against average and a .948 save percentage. And he's allowed 2 goals or less in 8 of his last 10 starts since just after Christmas. And he stopped 300 out of 325, or sorry, 308 of 325. So to say Pekka is hot, that's how hot.
And you know, it's incredible the way he's been playing. It just, you love it when he gets in a groove. Remember when we were all kind of panicking? I think it was 7 decisions in a row where he didn't win. I think Pekka is back, and he looks really good right now. And the other note from Jay I love is about Marty Erat. We always talk, Willie, about how streaky he can be offensively. 4 multiple point games now in the last 7 outings for Marty, and he is just lighting it up right now. Great to see those guys with their names on the score sheet night in, night out.
So now, Tom, as they turn away from this game, job well done to get back in the winning column. Now you've got the first of five matchups between the Predators and the Blackhawks. Saturday night in Smashville, it's going to be a special atmosphere. We all know that going in. There's probably going to be some Chicago fans that try to infiltrate for sure, so there'll be that little extra animosity energy that will swirl around there in Smashville. So looking forward to that one for sure. That first game was an absolute barn burner, but it seems like forever ago that these two teams met last.
Well, it really does. I mean, it seems like it was a very, very long time ago, these two locked horns. But you know what, Willie? It's always a great matchup. I mean, the rivalry is there, set in the playoffs a couple of years ago. There's a tremendous amount of talent on that Chicago Hockey Club. And, you know, for the most part, Nashville has its real proving ground or its real tests against teams like Vancouver, Detroit, and Chicago's another one of them. I think, in a way, Blackhawk fans might be a little spoiled by the success they've witnessed year in, year out for the last couple of seasons, but it's always a challenge for the Preds. You want to know where you stand, and especially in the Central Division. Now there's three teams to measure yourself against. St. Louis is another one. But Chicago is that team. You've got to circle these guys, and you know you've got a lot of weapons to shut down. I'm hoping Ryan Suter's able to come back for that game. I know it's a question mark at this point. They could really use him back in there if he's able to go.
Yeah, and I was reading Josh Cooper's stuff today from the Tennessee and speculating that Ryan Suter may not be able to play in that one. And if he doesn't play Saturday, you've got the back-to-backs Monday, Tuesday. You wonder if it might just be prudent to rest him all the way through the All-Star break. And, of course, he's been named to the All-Star team, so that would be a disappointing thing to get named to the team for the first time and then not be able to participate in all of it. But obviously the Predators probably wouldn't mind if he got the rest and came back 100% after the break if that was in the cards.
I think every single one of us would vote for Ryan Suter shutting it down for a couple of days and getting some rest if it does come to that. So, you know what, I would love to have him back as soon as possible, but, you know, it's always what I say about players. Hey, if you miss a couple of games now, I'd rather have them do that than aggravate it or injure it worse and miss more time down the stretch. So whatever time Suits needs to get healthy, I am all for him taking.
Well, Tom, we'll talk to you back in Nashville. Have a safe trip home, and we will talk to you Saturday night.
All right, sounds good. Willie, thank you very much, and looking forward to the Blackhawks in town Saturday.
Oh, that is going to be good stuff. Tom Callahan wrapping things up from Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Predators get the job done tonight against the Blue Jackets. 3-0 is the final. When we come back, more of the Daily's postgame show. We'll break this one down for you. We've got highlights. We've got scores from around the league. A lot of action going on involving Western Conference teams as we speak. We'll break it down for you next here on the Fifth Third Bank Nashville Predators Radio Network.